Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is starting off for the Water Cooler Conversations. Jill, this kind of combines at least one thing that I know about you. you're a teacher.
Yes.
And so, have you ever taught kindergarten?
I have, because I taught PE to K through 6 for like 3 years.
All right. Well, this has to do with the principal of a kindergarten.
Oh, they have a principal just of a kindergarten?
Yeah,
apparently. Sounds like a rough crowd.
Yeah, well, it's in China.
Oh.
The other thing, are you a pole dancer? Have you ever done?
Not recently.
Right, because, they say for exercise and stuff. They say it's good exercise.
I get hurt walking.
Yeah,
like, you imagine me trying that? I would probably die.
No. I have a video of you doing like the alligator.
The alligator.
Yeah.
That was brutal enough for everybody
stuff,
to watch.
Sure. So there's stuff like that. but at the same time, this really shouldn't mix, right? I mean, this conversation that we're having.
The principal and pole dancing?
Shouldn't go
not
together.
Usually.
But if you did find yourself as the principal of a kindergarten welcoming students back for the new year, pole dancers probably not the way to go.
No, not usually.
Yeah, well.
Parents frown upon that.
Well, they did. But apparently this principal didn't get the memo because it actually happened at a kindergarten in Shenzhen, China. And Principal Lei Rong was fired for it because.
You know.
There were pole dancers.
You're a well-educated woman, lady.
Yeah.
What the heck?
And so the first Monday in September marks the start of a new school year in China, well, just like around here. Huh? And many learning institutions, they host special celebrations to mark the event. And so this
career
kindergarten.
Day.
Yeah. Kind of like, yeah. Yes. Well, you want to start
them
young.
What do you want to be when you grow
that's
up?
That's right. Whenever.
Just like the principal pole dancer.
Betcha. And so the kindergarten in Shenzhen, it was no different, but the parents of the roughly 500 children aged 3 to 6 enrolled there did not expect the ceremony to include pole dancers winding and spinning provocatively on a metal pole with a Chinese flag flying on top.
That is stellar.
Yes, and I thought this was going to be like a male principal, but no, it's a female principal.
She's woman empowerment. You
right.
can be whatever you want to be, ladies.
Well, kind of what she says, she had a very simple explanation, saying some of the parents had expressed a desire for their kids to learn a new type of dance. and she selected the pole dancers because of their excellent skills.
Look at how in shape they are.
Right. Look at that. I can only imagine. It's like,
kids. Mommy, guess what we saw today?
Yes, that's
pole
right.
Dancers.
Sure. It's kind of like one of those things. You ever see the thing like on Facebook and stuff where they would show the memes of like things that kids drew for the teachers, and the one has the mom
drinking wine every second
right,
of her life.
And there's one with a pole dancer, and there's like dollars around it and stuff. That's probably what happened.
That
they probably
might have
went back at everything, the male teachers probably were confused, pulling out dollars and stuff.
I don't,
and it's like,
I feel like that I saw her Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you again, huh? All right, there you go. That's a look at the Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.